If you are a new buyer here, my absolute mantra at all times is, if you found a home that you can afford, that you need and want to buy and live in, always buy now, just don't overpay. But buy, taking into account the long, long list of caveats that there are. So do you need to move within the next 2 to 5 years? If so, if house prices fall, as far as I think they're going to, would that affect your decision to move? Because if they do fall, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, your house is worth less than the mortgage you borrowed to buy it, you'll be trapped in negative equity. So that's one of the reasons I say don't overpay. If you're paying for cash and you can afford to take the hit, then you won't be, your move won't be stopped. So overpaying as a cash buyer is very different from overpaying as a mortgage buyer. The definition of overpaying is unique and different to every individual and their circumstances. It's based on your financial stability, whether or not you've got family backup, whether or not you could afford to keep your mortgage payments up if you lost your job, how secure your job is, how secure your marriage is. Don't forget, a lot of first-time couples buy having just got married, marriage breaks down. It's a horribly high figure. It's something like 50% of marriages break down. So, you know, you've got to take into account, no matter how much you love your other half, what if things don't work out? Are we going to be trapped in negative equity? I mean, that's a hideous place to be. Stuck in a home you can't sell with a spouse you no longer want to be with. Just think these things through, right? Because if you overpay in that scenario, you end up in a truly horrible life situation. So always buy now. If it's a home, make sure it's a decent quality home. So make sure if it's a new build home. I mean, new builds are where you're most likely to overpay. And that is why I always say never get into negotiations. Please, 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 if you are a buyer, go and watch my video about how to formulate your offer, how to negotiate a price reduction if you need to, as in renegotiate your offer price, how not to overpay in the first place, and how to make your offer. And if you follow all the rules of how to make your offer and stick to them, you will not overpay. All right, because the number one reason people overpay is because they end up being sucked into a negotiation on a transaction that they've got zero experience of negotiating, and you're negotiating it with someone who does it all day, every day for a living. So you are going to lose that negotiation, almost certainly. And honestly, the number of cocky people think, oh, I'm in sales, no one's going to out-negotiate me. That's just not true. That's an absolutely naive thing to think. I've been in sales. I've been on, going back, the stories I could tell you about the sales training schools I've been on, the sales pitches I've done. And what I can tell you is, sales skills vary massively depending on what it is you're negotiating and what your actual position is. So even if you are a highly accomplished salesperson, I'll give you an example, right? I hired Rightmove's number one sales performer. This is going back about 15 years ago, right? I hired him to come and be a salesperson for me selling my estate agency software. The number one out of, I think, 30 sales guys they had in the team. And he fell flat on his face. He was such a lovely guy. And he came to me and said, Charlie, I've let you down. He said, I've let myself down. He said, I don't know what's happening here, but I can't. I'm out of my depth. So do not make the mistake of thinking that you are clever enough. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect, right? Thinking you're cleverer than you are in a certain situation when you're not. I mean, it's almost the definition of stupid. Always assume that the person you are negotiating with is a better negotiator than you are. Always. Always assume that in all negotiations. Because if they are better than you, you'll be better prepared to stand your ground. And if they're not better than you and you are better than them, well, you're going to get a better deal anyway. It is absolutely foolish to ever go into a negotiation thinking you're better than the other person. That is the definition of naive foolishness in a negotiation, right? So don't get into negotiations. Work out your maximum comfortable price. Do not do it over the phone. Make your offer by email. And it's your walk away price. It's that or we walk away. That or we walk away. Right? Now, does that mean that you're offering a few thousand quid more than you want to offer to begin with? Yes. Well, hang on, Charlie. We might have got it for a bit less. If you offer less than you're actually prepared to pay, you are increasing the chance of them using your offer to get someone else to pay the amount the seller wants. Number one. Number two, you're increasing the chances. In fact, you're making it certain that you're going to end up in a negotiation that you will almost certainly lose and end up overpaying. So the only way to be certain that you don't overpay is to formulate your price. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks the house is worth. It doesn't matter, because it only matters what it's worth to you in your circumstances. I'll give you an example of where an identical property is worth different amounts to two different people, right? Imagine two people at an identical stage of their life, same age, earning the same amount, same life situation, but one is looking at the house and it's walking distance from work. The other one's looking at the house, but it's a two-hour commute from work. That home has a different value to those two people, even though the home is the same. So you must formulate your offer based on what it's worth to you in your circumstances. Maximum comfortable offer if it's the home you want. Why? Because underbidding is the number one reason people miss out on the home they really wanted and then kick themselves later. So it's one and done. It's your first and final offer. Here's my offer. I totally get it if it's not enough. But it's that or we walk away. There is no negotiation. It's that or nothing. And on my website, you'll find my offer email template for mortgaged first-time buyers. Those of you who are asking me for the cash buyer email template, I will get to that. It's very close to the top of my list of things to do, and I will get to that soon.